great pleasure to welcome members of the Institute into the House of Commons once a year, and I hope this tradition maintains, well, forevermore. I, as you would expect, am interested in all things tax. I'm still in practice. I don't see much of me these days, but often on a Monday morning, when it's sort of tax season in December and January, you'll find me in the office on a Saturday and Sunday, as many, I'm sure many of you are as well. Very good to see people here from the Office of Tax Simplification. I would say when I qualified in 1992, the yellow and orange books were about that high. When the Office of Tax Simplification came into existence in 2010, it was about that high, and I'm very pleased to say in 2018 it's become this high. So, also, I did meet one of the leaders of the Tax Help for Older People, and I used to be the North Kent volunteer before I was elected to this place, but as an MP, you tend to continue being a helper for Tax Help for Older People in surgery. It gives me an enormous pleasure to meet a new president of the CIOT. It's funny, you just get used to the last one and another one comes along. Now, I had read that Ray was the first CIOT president who was within HMRC, but that's not entirely true, I understand. Because when CIOT was founded in the 1930s, it was founded by what was then a senior officer in HMRC, but it's taken 80 years to get another one along, and we welcome him most warmly and hope he has a superb year in post. And I look forward to having dinner with you at the Warwick University tax course in September. I certainly hope to be invited to the top table. But Ray, welcome to Parliament, welcome to your new role, pleasure to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig, for that warm introduction, and thank you also for hosting this again. This is undoubtedly, I think, one of the highlights that the Institute looks forward to in the year, when we can mix with parliamentarians and all our friends and colleagues and have, hopefully, convivial conversation on the big issues of the day. George has told me that we must not mention Brexit, so I will not mention Brexit. I also thought that one of the advantages of this is we get a drink and we get a chance to get some of our tax back in liquid form, but George tells me that that's not true either, so I better not do that. I think you're probably all familiar with the CIOT. We are the leading tax body in the UK. We represent a full spectrum of tax professionals across the accountancy profession, the legal profession, and anyone who's in between those. We also do a lot of work with academics, journalists, trainers, and of course civil servants. I spent the first 31 years of my career in HMRC, as Craig has identified, but I also from a very early point in that career became a Chartered Tax Advisor, or as it was in the old days, ATII. The advantages that that gave me working within the revenue, I think, were huge. And one of the missions, if you like, that I've set out for this year to try and encourage as many HMRC staff as possible to do likewise. It's really great to actually see the take-up of CTA both within HM Treasury and HMRC, and I think that that is something that we should all welcome and we should all encourage. We are, of course, an educational charity. We work for public benefit. And that's been an increasingly important part of our role in recent years, as we've worked hard to increase our standards to meet the concerns of the public as regards the activities of some of those in the tax profession, who I'm sure that none of us really have any time for. We are a resource for parliamentarians, their staff and the media. Talk to people from the Institute tonight, how we can help you, and let us know how we can contact you, and we'll make sure that you know how you can contact us will be there. The other big area of work, and Craig has alluded to it, is the work we do for low-income families, low-income individuals, both of working age and pensions. It's not a part of our Institute that the public generally associate with us, but it's a big part, and this year in particular, we're celebrating 20 years of the Low Income Tax Reform Group. And the work that they have done has become invaluable in helping thousands of low-paid individuals and thousands of pensioners. And you know, they've published guides for students, they've published guides for migrants, they've published guides for people who employ carers, and the low paid and many other groups. The group's websites were visited in 2017 by 4 million hits in that year alone. Josh tells me it was 3 million the year before, and that really brings home the scale of the task. Litrig, as we refer to it, helped to set up Tax Help for All the People that Craig has also referred to. And like Craig, over the last 10 years, I have regularly rolled my sleeves up to help out with the low paid. And I could stand here all night and talk about George and Jane and various other people who are all in desperate need. And it's not always HMRC's fault, it's just the way it is. They're just incapable of interacting with the tax system. Tim in Colchester, who sits in a wheelchair, incapable of movement, utterly dependent upon Tax Help, and they will always be required. And I think no matter what we do with the system, they will always be required, because irrespective of how well-intentioned we might be, there will always be some people who just need that extra bit of help. And Litrig, Tax Aid, Tax Help, and together with the funding that Bridge the Gap has been raising in recent years, helped. But to Mel, one simple plea: we need help. We need financial help. We need financial help from the profession, we need financial help from the government, and the more that we can get, the more we can do, and I think we will all benefit from that. We also, as I've mentioned, the Bridge the Gap, we publicise that work at all the functions that we hold. Ideally, we should have a bucket everywhere and people should contribute to it, but you know, it is what it is. Stephen Banyard, who is here, and I have been talking about how best we can try and organise that. The other bit about our educational is working with policy, working with tax policy. The Better Budgets report, where we work with the Institute for Government and the Institute for Fiscal Studies, I think we really welcome the fact that the government has accepted so much of what's in there. We welcome the move to a single fiscal event, and we're glad to see the government sticking to the promise that we'll do that. And the spring statement, the opportunity of less frenetic approach to constructing tax policy, more considered measures, and earlier consultation, so that by the time we get involved, there isn't too many ideas which, you know, people just refuse to move away from, which I think is one of the issues that we've got. If I could, just before I finish off, if I could just make one point. I'm sure I'm not the only person in this room who laments the loss of flexibility within the tax system, and thinks back fondly to the days of extra statutory concessions. Just recently I had cause to think about service families. And I have been told that some service families are finding that they're being exposed to the extra 3% stamp duty land tax. Now, I've tried to sort this out, in the sense I've tried to get an answer to it, and I've had a pupil barrister and a very senior barrister looking at it, and none of them can come up with a precise answer as to what the right question is. But it's a classic example of how extra statutory concessions used to oil the wheels of the tax system, where they just didn't quite go around properly. And I think there is a compelling case that we need to look to see whether we can get some flexibility back into the system, whereby HMRC can manage it in a principled way that allows much of these kind of hard edges that you simply can't legislate for all the time to be done. So that's enough from me. It's my pleasure to introduce Mel Stride, Financial Secretary of the Treasurer and Paymaster General. The last time I was in the presence of a paymaster, she shouted at me, so I hope. Ladies and gentlemen, Mel Stride.